Welcome to Jaguars Postgame, presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor will break down today's game with highlights and analysis. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, and by TIAA Bank. Jaguars Postgame, presented by Florida Home AC, starts right now.
Falcons 21, Jaguars 14. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome into Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor after a Jaguars loss in week 12. Falcons get a victory today, 21-14. Atlanta with now a 5-6 record. The Jaguars fall to 2-9 with a losing result today. And Fred, a lot of mistakes early in the game. Penalties in key moments, of course. Turnovers came back today. And the defense couldn't stop the running game of Cordarrelle Patterson.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, you said it all, JP. I don't know if I sound
all right,
like your echo
right
here.
Thanks for coming in, Fred. We appreciate it.
just first down defense was awful. Especially in that first quarter, in the first half, they were horrendous. I don't know, just like a bunch of lost guys out there. You mentioned the mistakes there on the defense. Had a few three and outs, as I recall. The punt, third and two, then you have a guy off sides, and then later on again you stop him again, and then you have a situation where you force the punt, touchback. Two plays later you fumble, and then you come out, you stop them again, well, the field goal, and then that's negated due to unsportsmanlike. So a lot of disciplinary action issues out there too. So I just put that in the bad team basket. That's what it is. It's no other way to I don't know what to call it. They're just a bad team. Time management issues in the fourth quarter I wanted to talk about. Just a whole lot of stuff, man. Just a lot of bad out there. I got to call it what it is. You know,
2-9 ain't good.
Yeah, no.
Not going to find a whole lot of disagreement here. I mean, we talked about it at halftime, JP. They really were shooting themselves in the foot over and over and over again, killing drives or, you know, putting themselves behind the sticks or on defense. You're off the field, and all of a sudden you're back out on the field again. And in one play directly resulted in the four-point swing because they would have had the field goal. And in the very next play, Patterson up the middle for a 12-yard touchdown. And, you know, in a game like this, who knows how you play it differently, perhaps, maybe not, on the final drive if you're only down three instead of seven. But they didn't get that opportunity.
No, they did not. A little more on Cordarrelle Patterson's day. Went over 100 yards on 16 carries, Fred, with two touchdowns. That was good old-fashioned I-formation football in the second one.
You love to see it. Well, I love to see it. Not against my team, but I certainly love to see it from a running back's perspective. Just a guy that has tremendous vision, man. He runs hard. He runs a couple cornerbacks out there downhill. The defensive line, they didn't have that attack mentality that we were used to seeing. And you know, I was just charting it here. If you look here on this sheet, the Falcons, they had 9 plays in the first quarter. These are all first down plays, I'm sorry. Of those 7 first down runs, they had 62 yards on almost 9 yards per carry in the first quarter. Mm. The second quarter was about the same. So the first down defense, they were nowhere to be found today. And then that puts your entire play call from a defensive coordinator standpoint. They don't know what to really put you in. And they tried everything, though, a few run blitzes here and there. They just couldn't do enough to get it done against a bad Falcons offensive line, which we talked about in the pregame. You know, we thought they could get after Matt Ryan, but obviously the Falcons saw something leading up to this game. And that it ended up working to, you know, how they scripted it up, and they got the victory as deserved.
Yeah, I thought a few times they actually got good pressure on Matt Ryan, but it was like all or nothing. You know,
yeah.
Like they never got kind of like a slowly building pressure. Either they were in his face or too often Freddie had the opportunity to survey the field and really just pick out a guy. I thought the Jags did an excellent job on Kyle Pitts in the first half mm-hmm. of this game, considering how much time Matt Ryan had to throw. But he came up with the big conversion on third down that enabled that drive to be extended, that last Falcons drive, which just kind of chewed more and more time. And when you get the ball back, then you know you're under the gun. You know this is your last opportunity. You don't have another chance. You've got to go for it on fourth down like the Jags did on fourth and 10. So who knows if they had been able to get that initial stop on that first third down on that drive, you know, maybe they would have been able to play it differently in the end.
You know, if they don't get the holding call right there against, was it Lawson?
Yeah,
32.
Yeah, another one.
Right. So there's a lot of bad things happen right there late in the fourth. Juwan Taylor, you know, he had a false start and then the holding call late. You're third and goal. Now you make it twice as hard by getting that holding call. Now it's first and goal from 20 yards away. So it's just a whole lot of case of bad ball today. Like I'm stuttering here, getting tied up. I don't know. It's nothing like the team we saw a few weeks ago at home against the Bills. Nothing like the team we saw, you know, against the Colts early in the ball game. It seems like they play down to the bad teams just about, because this was a game that, from a personal standpoint, I thought they could win, but they went out there and did the, you know, complete opposite.
Yeah, not even close. It felt like it certainly early in the game. Final score 21-14, Falcons over the Jaguars. We're awaiting the first word with head coach Urban Meyer after the Jaguars lost today. The turnover bug bit early. Yeah. Now, the interception on the second drive for Jacksonville came on that Marvin Jones illegal formation, and it just felt like that Trevor might have thought it was an offside, and let's throw it up and take a shot on that play. Either way, the interception stands, and then on the next possession, second play of that possession, James Robinson loses a fumble, and that's two giveaways there. And, you know, it ended up costing the Jags, in theory, just 7 points. But those were huge early in this game, those turnovers.
Oh, no question. Look, this team, if you play it even on the turnover front, they're still challenged to put points up on the board. When you're giving away a couple of possessions there, they almost have no shot, you know, even against a bad team. The Falcons now won their fifth game, which, you know, they're mathematically in the mix, you know, in the NFC, but they're not a good football team. They've been giving it up on both sides of the ball. And, you know, when you turn it over like that, and give credit to the Falcons for making some plays, but nevertheless, Jags need to be more protective of the football.
We'll take our first timeout. Plenty more ahead. The first word with head coach Urban Meyer coming up. Jaguars fall in week 12. Falcons 21, Jaguars 14. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Are your heating and cooling costs extremely high? Do you want to extend the lifespan of your heating and cooling system investment? If so, Florida Home Air Conditioning is ready to help you save some money. Schedule your annual AC or heating system tune-up today with Florida Home Air Conditioning for only $59. Florida Home Air Conditioning, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Call 855-FLA-HOME.
License number CMC 125039, CFC 143066, EC 130085.
Atlanta 5 of 12, that's all. Jacksonville 9 of 16 on third down. Penalties, 5 for 26 yards against the Falcons, 6 for 43 yards, and some costly ones against the Jaguars. Turnovers, Jags turned it over twice early in the game on back-to-back drives. Atlanta gave it up one time. Tyson Campbell got the interception. Time of possession pretty even, 30 minutes, 52 seconds in favor of the Atlanta Falcons today. Those are the team stats, Mike.
All right, individually for the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, 23 of 42, 228, a touchdown and an interception, a quarterback rating today of 68.4. For Matt Ryan, 19 of 29, 190 yards for the air, also a touchdown and an interception, a quarterback rating of 81.1. James Robinson ran it 17 times for 86 yards, good for 5.1 clip there. He also caught 3 for 29 yards. Cordero Patterson, 16 for 108, 6.8 yards a carry against this Jaguar defense. A couple of rushing touchdowns. He chipped in with a couple of catches for 27 yards. Russell Gage caught 6 for 62 for Atlanta, and the lone passing touchdown there for the Jaguars. Laquon Treadwell led the way yardage-wise, 4 for 53. It was Tavon Austin, 2 for 21, including a touchdown from Trevor Lawrence. Defensively, for the Jaguars today, Rayshon Jenkins led the way along with Miles Jack with 8 total tackles, 7 of those solo for Jenkins. Today on the sack front, just Roy Robertson-Harris getting one in the first half. And as we mentioned as well a moment ago, Tyson Campbell with his first career interception, part of a 3 pass breakup day for the Jags defense.
Yeah, good day for Tyson Campbell, and that's been a spot for this team, Fred, that's had a little rotation, some guys coming and going, nicked up. He's part of that too, but to have him come along would be a nice thing towards the tail end of the season.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's why I asked him if he was starting to get comfortable, if things were slowing down. You know, they've had some struggles back there. Griffin, the veteran leader, and he was out today. But to see Tyson step up in this fashion, you know, he's played pretty aggressive out there. Big body, big kid. You know, some good feet, good speed. So he definitely needs to play aggressive and play up to his size. Mike, as you was reading off those the defensive tackles right there, not necessarily a good thing, right?
When it's
the secondary. I'm looking at these numbers, man. Jenkins, Lawson, Wingard, you know, those guys, six and five tackles in the secondary. But it goes back to, you know, what we said about the entire game. Those first down runs and what the defense did, what they allow early in the game in the run game, they got to go back, look at this film and try and tighten that up, because those averages are just way too much to allow an opponent.
James Robinson today, 17 carries, 86 yards, 5.1 average, a long of 12 today.
Still gimpy.
A little bit?
Yeah, he's still gimpy, but I got to, you know, commend his heart and his effort to be out there. But I don't really see the burst. So a little bit later on, he probably got a bit more comfortable as he tended to warm up a bit, made some good third down runs in there, third and short runs they were able to capitalize on. But I can see him sort of favoring that hill some. Doesn't look as strong as he had looked, you know, in the past year and early on in the season prior to the injury. But, you know, his heart is big as gold, man. And he's out there trying to, you know, motivate those guys through his play. I like to see a change of pace back. I don't necessarily think we have that player now, especially after losing, having a brain mislapse right now. Forget about it.
Travis Etienne?
Yeah. Well, Etienne, but also the returner.
Jamal Agnew.
Jamal Agnew. Come on, Freddie. he was serving as the change of pace guy.
Yes, he was.
But we don't necessarily have that now. And you can kind of see that the offense just isn't explosive in the run game, and that's definitely lacking.
When we return, Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting.
I got my guy.
You got your guy?
Oh, yeah.
I know who Fred's guy is.
I think I have an idea also.
I think it's probably going to be unanimous. Well, JP might go off the reservation.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
In just a moment. We've got a couple minutes to think about it. This is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio.
Are you suffering from shoulder pain? If you have clicking and popping in the shoulder joint, persistent pain that intensifies with use, an inability to lift your arm over your head, or a tingling, burning sensation in the shoulder, elbow, or wrist, waiting to see a doctor could make your injury worse. Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute have innovative and effective treatment options available right now to relieve your pain and restore your mobility. Don't wait. Call 904-JOI-2000.
Touchdown at Jaguars away games when you fly nonstop from Jacksonville International Airport. Join the Jaguars at Houston, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Los Angeles. Taunt the other teams in Nashville, New York, and Boston. When you fly nonstop from Duval, on-airport parking will punt the stress from your travel itinerary. Garage facilities offer defensive coverage from the weather and are a 50-yard dash from the terminal. And economy lots are now open at just $6 a day. To learn more about nonstop flights and on-airport parking, visit flyjax.com.
As JTech continues to train tomorrow's technicians right here in Jacksonville and supply them throughout the Southeast, they wanted everyone to know that they are the biggest Jaguars fans around. JTech is super excited about this season. They are equally excited about the $6.8 million improvement of their facility and the program growth in auto, diesel, HVAC, marine, and RV programs. Come check them out on the south side of Jacksonville or visit online at jtech.org.
Hey Jaguars fans, are you ready to talk some trash? Well, nobody talks trash quite like Waste Pro, the official waste service and recycling partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Specializing in residential and commercial solid waste and recycling collection, processing, and disposal, Waste Pro is equipped to handle all your recycling and garbage removal needs. For service, call 904-731-7288. Waste Pro. caring for communities, and caring for Jacksonville.
Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. And time now for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. I get a vote, Mike gets a vote, and Fred gets a vote and a half to break any deadlocks. Mike, you want to start us off?
Sure. I'll steal Fred's guy here right out of the gates. You guys spoke with him. I think Tyson Campbell, you know, we talked about his inability to play the ball in the air many times this season. Did a nice job pulling down his first interception, played it well there, and broke up two other passes. In addition to that, had three tackles total, but you're paying him to cover guys, and I thought he did a pretty good job today. You know, we talked about it at halftime. As often as Matt Ryan had time to throw, thought the secondary as a whole played pretty well in the first half. Fred pointed out too many tackles by those guys, but I think that's the fault of the front seven. So my vote goes to Tyson Campbell.
Fred?
I'm going to steal your thunder, JP, and I'm going to go with Tyson as well. Mm. I think you might be a bit against that.
Why would you say that?
I mean, I don't know. I think he's a Georgia guy, former Bulldog.
Okay.
That's going to beat your Crimson Tide in the SEC Championship. You know, like, you might not want to show him love, man. I'm just saying.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Well, show him love then.
I am. Okay. Well, it's going to we're making it unanimous. I mean, there's who else am I going to vote for? I mean,
I know, right?
Scored 14.
I'm just messing with you, man. I love you, man. I love you.
I feel like James Robinson, he had the lost fumble. Yeah, I feel like he could almost vote for James any given week because he's usually the best piece on offense.
Honorable mention, right? Yeah. Because he's, you know, he had a 5.1 a carry today.
He did lose that fumble, though.
Yeah,
that
fumble.
Lost a fumble. Yeah. But yeah, unanimous. No matter where he went to school, Tyson Campbell.
You know, I'm just messing with you. I don't talk trash with you offline about this. We'll do a friendly bet. I'm going to bet with the Bulldogs, by the way.
Gambling's illegal at Bushwood, sir. And
not in Florida.
I never slice.
That's right. Not in Florida anymore.
Yeah. We'll come back in a moment. Let's go back to the there you have it. The Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. Jaguars fall today. If you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150. Loaded with impressive capability and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between, this truck makes tough look easy. And no wonder it's the official truck of the NFL and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Baptist Health Injury Report, much more ahead. It's Jaguars post game on Jaguars Radio. Tyson Campbell's first professional interception is the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game, and Kingfish Pest Control is a proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Let the pros tackle the pests in your home by going to kingfishpest.com. That's kingfishpest.com. All right, Fred, it's on to L.A., the Rams await. Mm-hmm. The Rams are playing currently in Green Bay, and the Packers lead at 7-0 with a minute to play in the first quarter. This is a talented football team, 7-3 coming into today. They are all in with the moves they've made this offseason and beyond. That's what they are.
Yeah, they brought in a pretty talented quarterback in Stafford. You know, the addition, just recent addition of Odell Beckham. Junior Von Miller on the defensive side to go with that defensive roster that they already had. You know, that's a team that they're saying, look, we want to win now. We don't really care about the salary cap too much. We're going to get these guys that we know can make plays and help us get close to that goal. And they're taking their shot.
Who needs draft picks anyway?
I know, right? So, you know, aside from that, man, it's going to be a challenge, much like all these games. But I have seen that team, though, play down to the level of their opponents and end up, you think they're going to, you know, blow a team out or just get the win at the end of the night. They end up losing the game. So if the Jags go in there, man, with the mindset that they had versus the Bills, you know, how hard and tough they play in the second half versus the Colts, just to name a couple games, I think they'll give themselves a shot, you know, with the roster that we have now. So, I mean, who knows? But they got to go in there with the mindset that they can do it. That we're not going to just go way out here out west just to lay down. So, be interesting to see the outcome of it.
only one way to beat the Rams for this team is to push them around, because they've been pushed around the last 2 weeks. And
right.
Green Bay's out to a 7-0 lead today. Matt Stafford report came out this morning. He's dealing with a lot of arm issues. But look, they're loaded with star talent.
Mm-hmm.
But teams have been able to physically beat them at both lines of scrimmage over the last couple outings. So, I mean, that's your only hope. I mean, look, the Jags are going to be big underdogs in this game. We know that, and rightfully so. You know, if you were drafting players off the two teams, there would be a lot of Rams on your roster before you had very many Jaguars.
Quick hitting plays for that quick firing defensive line that they have. You know, I put in some traps here and there. Some zone reads, some stuff that they can take advantage of the Rams' quick interior defensive linemen. That's what I would look at. Now, I'd probably even text Schottenheimer and say, guys, look at some trap installations or whatever, but they probably don't need me to say much of that. little Freddie T trivia real quick.
Yes.
I've never played past Arizona. I've never played in California, Seattle. Yeah,
really?
Never played the Niners out there. Never played the Seahawks
no Raiders.
Out there. No, well, San Diego. I did play the Chargers,
yeah,
so that's
in
California.
So that's west.
Yeah, it wasn't not best in geography, but
okay,
you know,
that's all
get
right.
It back together.
Well, that's the
nothing
one.
North
Chargers.
Of San Diego on the west.
Right, nothing
yeah,
north.
Down.
I like that. Yeah. Save me, Mike. Save me. Mike. Yeah, but nothing north of San Diego. That 3-hour ride. Yeah.
By the way, no matter where you played, you're, again, a semifinalist
yes,
for the
sir.
Pro Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Making it to that round, and let's get you beyond that this time.
You got
to
stop playing so cool and being in the cut. You know, off reserve, Freddie T. I got to go out there and talk some trash. Hey, put me in this right now. You know, maybe that'll
Trust me, they'll put you on NFL Network if you want to bring that attitude, you know. And you got to self-promote, man. Nobody else is going to do it.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's a part of it, Mike. I don't know. And then, obviously I'm not that popular of a guy with the fan vote. I haven't necessarily been that guy, but I don't know if that even plays a big part of it or not. But, I am thankful to be in a conversation still. Got to get in that top 15. And continue the conversation. I think that's the next big leap. And we'll see where it goes from there.
Very deserving, regardless of what happens.
Absolutely. You're our Hall of Famer, Fred. How about
I know that.
And this crew, yeah.
Well.
I got to shoot you down, JP. Okay. I love you, man. I got to mess with you.
Well, you're right. You're not wrong, I guess. Fred, have a good week.
Yeah, I appreciate the reminder, though. I appreciate it. I love the love.
Hey, man, yeah, no doubt
I worked hard
it.
For it.
Yeah, no, we're going to give it to you for sure.
Thank you.
Have a good week, Fred. We'll talk to you before the Rams game.
Looking forward to it always.
Pride of the Jaguars running back, Hall of Fame semifinalists, Fred Taylor joining us. For those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. We'll take your calls with NFL Network analyst Bucky Brooks at 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Senior VP is Chad Johnson. VP of Production, Patrick Cavanaugh. Executive Producer, Dave DeCandis. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are our producers. Brent Reber, Trent Padilla produce our video for Jaguars.com. For Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey, and our entire crew, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good evening. And the final score for the final time, Falcons 21, Jaguars 14 on the Jaguars Radio Network.